I am Virginia Herzog Vass, interviewing in behalf of my father, Eugene Herzog, on 11/4/94.
Right, let's see now. Okay, now start here.
My father was born in 1880 in Allegheny City, which is now known as Northside, Pittsburgh. His grandfather, Moses Herzog, came from Bavaria and married Molly. Moses and Molly had a number of children, and one was Henry, who married Tilly Cleese. Tilly was born in Pittsburgh in 1860 and lived on Beach Avenue, Allegheny City. The home is still there and is occupied by two Carnegie Mellon graduates who spent several $1,000s renovating it. It still has the original banisters from the mid-1800s when Tilly's parents, Raisha, R-A-I-S-H-A, and husband, Joseph Cleese, moved there. It was shown on a house tour around 1989. The original entrance tiles and some of the fireplaces are still there. It is huge, with approximately 11 or 12 rooms and 3 or 4 floors, and is in a row of houses now in an integrated neighborhood. My father, Eugene, was the oldest of 4 children born to Henry and Tilly, Henry and Tilly Herzog, and grew up in a very close-knit group of German Jewish families, some of whom were the first American Jewish settlers. Life among Allegheny City Jewish community was very social and exclusive. My father attended Allegheny High School and started the Rhoda Scholem Congregation on 8th Avenue near Duquesne Boulevard. It's questionable as to whether he was confirmed. His two sisters were confirmed from Rhoda Scholem in the late 1800s. This group formed the Concordia Club and were ranked in prestige according to their financial contributions. Eugene had a group of close-knit friends and a good childhood. He was a member of a mandolin group. They had many parties, and his sisters were married in elegant fashion at the Concordia Club. His sister Della, who was Della Hamburger, H-A-M-B-U-R-G-E-R, was married at Concordia Club in 1905. Eugene's father, Henry, first went into business with his brother, William, as a, quote, gentleman furnisher. Henry later went into the wholesale notions business and later transferred to Pittsburgh Pipe and Iron Company after his marriage. Eugene got a job with his uncle Simon Cleese, who owned a pants factory at the Moundsville Penitentiary in West Virginia. He later became a partner with his brother, Morton, in the insurance firm of Bentley, Hass & Herzog, where he remained professionally until retirement around 1945. He was president of Cleland, capital K-L-E-E-L-A-N-D-S, in Indiana. Director official Land Company, semicolon, director and president of Jewish Family Welfare from 1930 for about 8 to 10 years. The agency's description and notes were secured on 3/10/94 from Charlotte Heller, H-E-L-L-E-R Shapiro, master's thesis, which was completed in 1933. Eugene was also an officer of the Pittsburgh Bureau for Jewish Children, Dusty Orphanage, Montefiore Hospital, the Community Fund, Country Club, which was a social eating club, and Concordia Club. He was listed in, quote, 2-3 and Pittsburgh Jewelry. In the Jewish Criterion of 9/19/27. Starting in 1937, he located some cousins in Bavaria who were beginning to be harassed at their clothing store in Germany. Through his contact with Jewish Family Welfare, including Miss Zina Zizi and A. Saul, S-A-U-L, who was in charge of the immigrant service, he arranged to bring 20 Germans to the USA. The first person to come was Mr. Otto, O-T-T-O, Becker, for whom he secured a job at White's Furniture Store, and he worked there successfully for many years. Otto's brother and sister and husband started a children's store in Beaver Falls and were quite successful. The German cousins were very happy here, raised their families, and were extremely grateful to Eugene for arranging their departure from Germany. Sorry. is the Rhoda Scholem Junior Congregation in 1937, along with the assistant rabbi, B. Benedict Blazer, C-L-A-Z-E-R. Martin Fleischman was the first president and Helen Sachs the second president of this junior congregation. This became an enthusiastic group with lectures, social functions, and so on, and brought members to Temple. Dr. Blazer moved to Detroit in a few years, and various assistant rabbis came to Rhoda Scholem and worked with the youth with the junior congregation. I want to relate my father's involvement with the Dewey family welfare. I contacted Nancy Frank, who trained at the Dewey Family and Children's Service after coming to the agency in 1937, at which time the Dewey Family Welfare merged with the Girls Bureau, Big Brothers Club, Pittsburgh Bureau for Jewish Children, and Service for the Foreign Born. The Jewish Family Welfare, known as the United Hebrew Relief Association, later became the Jewish Family Welfare and gives the responsibility for Hebrew Ladies Aid Society and Hebrew Benevolence Society in April 1927, at which time the group was moved to Fernando Street in the Hilldale Street. In the building was the Jewish Big Brothers Club and various other agencies who rendered services to 50,000 to 60,000 Jews. A supervising board of directors was established, consisting of 30 members. The board was nominated by a committee appointed by the president. Before Mr. Charles Cooper became superintendent of the United Hebrew Relief Association in 1910, the work of administrating relief was done by volunteers who also did friendly visiting. From 1921 to 1928, Ms. Goldie Rosenbloom, R-O-S-E-N, B-L-O-O-M, was superintendent. From 1912 to 1922, the use of the social casework was extended from dealing with dependents and delinquents to situations of courts, schools, hospitals, factories, workshops, and other areas affecting the welfare of individuals. In 1922, Mrs. Doris Victor, V-I-C-T-O-R, became superintendent of the United Hebrew Relief Association. She also represented the boards of Hebrew Free Loans, United Business Service, and the Pittsburgh Bureau for Jewish Children, all members of the Federation of Jewish Philanthropy. She was responsible for managing funds, training and direction of casework programs. The board began to see the benefits of the casework method. background of preparation system. In parentheses, say staff should have a college degree for a position of caseworker. A thorough research as to agency working staff qualifications and standards was done by Charlotte Keller Shapiro in 1933 and recorded in her master's thesis available for reading at the Jewish Family and Children's Service as of 1994. A case conference was formed composed of board members who wished to participate in the agency work, who were invited by the board president, Eugene Herzog, or by the superintendent. The conference met twice a month, and special cases were presented by staff members for discussion and consideration. In parentheses, see the case conference by Virginia Herzog, which is in the Carnegie Library. Eugene Herzog remained president for about 8 to 10 years and was very active with the professional staff. He was also active and on the board of the Gusty Orphanage and Montreal Hospital, and encouraged close cooperation and relationships among the board members of these groups. He attended all Founders Day meetings at the Gusty Orphanage and many meetings at Montreal. Under his direction, the Jewish Family Welfare was an active and important agency in the community. In parentheses, all agency board member names, committee functions, and other data are given in Charlotte Keller's book, end of parentheses. This book covers names of active volunteers and agencies dating back to 1885. There is an additional paragraph which might have been omitted in the description of the investigation of the Jewish Family Welfare, ending with Zena Saul, executive director of the Foreign Board, aid to the Foreign Board. At this time, Dr. Taylor, Maurice Taylor, was executive director of the Federation. The new merger was known as Jewish Family and Children's Service. It is interesting to note that the Girls Bureau and Service for the Foreign Board were foreign-born were projects of the National Council of Jewish Women. The merger took place in January 1937. Then starts the paragraph of the Jewish Family Welfare, known as the United Hebrew Relief Association. This case is taken from my notes, practically verbatim, and is a substitute for the original case, which were also taken from the my notes, because the original case were unfortunately not legible,
audible.
Yeah. remaining portions, which are out of order to some extent, you know.